Farming in Greenville. It was a happy day for the Whites, James White, and Willie, now 12, when on Thursday, May 2, 1867, they could see the plow turn the rich soil on their little Greenville farm, Ibid, May 14, 1867, to be followed quickly by the setting out of grapes, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries, and incidentally watch the construction of their new home. At some point about this time, Ellen devised a plan to encourage James to engage in physical activity. He had been warned by the physicians at Dansville that physical activity could lead to another stroke. Ellen had been shown that without mental and physical activity, he could not hope to recover fully. Here is her account. In the spring, there were fruit trees to be set out and a garden to be made. "Willie," I said, "please buy 3 hoes and 3 rakes. Be sure to buy 3 of each. When he brought them to me, I told him to take one of the hoes, and father another. Father objected, but took one. Taking one myself, we began to work, and although I blistered my hands, I led them in the hoeing. Father could not do much, but he went through the motions. It was by such methods as these that I tried to cooperate with God in restoring my husband to health." Rather triumphantly, James White reported on Tuesday, June 18, that he harnessed his horses and went to town on business and brought home materials for the builders, the Review and Herald, June 25, 1867. Sabbath, June 29, he and Ellen met with the church in Fair Plains. He spoke in the morning for an hour and a half on baptism, and in the afternoon for an hour on reaping what one sows. Ellen followed, speaking for an hour. The next morning he led 4 candidates into the nearby lake and baptized them. Willie was one of the 4. James took Brother King into the water with him in case he needed assistance, but he needed none.